Hello and welcome to the program. Today is National Read Across America Day, also known as Dr. Seuss Day, since it is the birthday of the beloved author of books like Cat in the Hat or How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Horton Hears a Who, and my personal favorite, Horton Hatches an Egg. Read Across America Day is celebrated to encourage children and teenagers to read and also to promote a love of reading. It has been shown over and over that the more young students read, the greater their chances of performing well academically. According to recent data, right now around 60 to 70% of fourth graders in the United States are not reading at grade level, with many falling below basic proficiency. And students who are reading below grade level or have below basic skills by third and fourth grade are more likely to drop out of high school, and high school dropouts are more likely to be incarcerated. So the ripple effects of making sure that our kids are reading at grade level are huge. So today, for the first part of our program, we are going to highlight a nonprofit that is committed to creating equitable access to literacy education for students around the country and right here in North Texas. And that nonprofit is Reading Partners. Their mission is to help children become lifelong readers by empowering communities to volunteer and provide individualized instruction to students. Join me on the phone right now is Jennifer Quick, and Jennifer is the Interim Executive Director of Reading Partners here in North Texas. Jennifer, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me. Excited to talk about literacy.
For someone not familiar with Reading Partners, how would you describe the work that you do at Reading Partners?
Yeah, so think about your typical classroom and all the different students you have that have very individualized needs, and the teacher who's not able to get to every single kid. So where we come in is we provide the one-on-one support for those students. We meet them where they're at their reading level, and we work with them two times a week for 45 minutes. We do that because we're a volunteer-powered organization. So we bring in volunteers from the community, train them in our curriculum, which is all scripted for them, and they're able to come in and deliver that one-on-one support that a teacher may not have the capacity to do during their own, you know, classroom time.
And Jennifer, what age group do you target?
We focus on elementary ages, so we work primarily with kinder through third graders. That's because we know that if a kid's not reading at grade level by the end of third grade, it's a lot harder for them to get caught up. And so we really want to instill those early foundational literacy skills for kids so that they can have a successful career third grade and onwards.
Are you in the schools? Is that how the program works?
Yeah, so we have a dedicated classroom space at each of our partner schools. So kids come to visit our classroom just like they would go to, you know, music or PE. Within that classroom, we have stations set up for each of our tutoring pairs. So, you know, you walk into any school and you could see six pairs of tutoring going on at once between the adult and the child. And we're really incorporating ourselves into each school community. So we work closely with the teachers to determine which students they need to receive our additional support. And we work with the principals to make sure that what we're doing is driving the needle for their student outcomes.
And how many schools are you in right now?
We are in 18 schools across Dallas-Fort Worth. We have 12 in Dallas ISD, 4 in Everman ISD, and 2 in Fort Worth ISD.
And are you doing both in-person and online tutoring, or do you mainly focus on the in-person?
Yeah, that's a really great question. So we offer both. So about two-thirds of our tutoring that we offer this year is done in person, and about a third of it is done virtually. And really, it just depends on whatever the volunteer's needs are, because the lesson, the curriculum, the structure is all going to be the same. For our virtual tutors, they are meeting with their student in the same way that an in-person one would, with the same lesson. They're just, you know, on a screen as opposed to working with the child. And that really helps us to meet the needs of schools that may be in a harder to fill area or harder to get to. And it helps with people who have schedules that maybe, you know, they can't factor in the drive time to school, but they can, you know, take an hour from their, you know, work day to sit aside and provide the tutoring from their own computer, their own office.
And the students are recommended by the teachers to take part in the reading program?
Exactly. So we give teachers some guidelines, but generally they're going to be looking for students in their classroom that are anywhere from 6 months to 2.5 years behind grade level. So once we've, received those referrals from a teacher, we then determine, okay, this is the level of our curriculum a student is going to be in. So for instance, we might have a first grade student reading about a year behind, and we're going to support that student on some of those, very introductory skills like hearing the sounds and words, rhyming, letter names, letter sounds, all of that that they need. And then we report back to the teacher on the student's progress.
As far as the volunteer reading partners, who can become that reading partner?
Great question. So we do not put any, stipulations on you have to have worked with kids, you have to be an expert in this. It is an opportunity for everyone. Some districts that we partner with ask for volunteers to be 18 or over, but we do have a huge opportunity in Dallas ISD where volunteers can be 14 and up. So we have great high school partnerships where we have high school kids that come in as part of their school day and work with our students. And really the main requirement we have as a tutor is just a desire to help a kid grow and become a better reader and to kind of share that same passion for reading they may have and pass it along to their students. It is an hour a week commitment, so people would need to have that built into their schedule. But we find that most people, once they start working with a kid and realize how awesome it is to have that kind of relationship, it's pretty easy for them to move things around and make sure that that hour can happen.
And Jennifer, what is that training like to become the reading partner?
Yeah, so we essentially walk tutors through each of the components of one of our lessons. So each of our lessons starts out with a tutor read aloud, and that's where the tutor is reading a book to a student at the grade level they should be attaining, exposing them to a text they wouldn't be able to read themselves independently. We train them on the skills instruction of a lesson. So for instance, they might work with a student on what are words and what's the pattern of words that end in CK and working with that word family. And then each lesson is going to wrap up with a student application of practice. So if I just learned about words and in CK, I'm going to work on a book that has those types of words in it. So I'm practicing it in context. And so our training really models and walks through each individual lesson style for our tutors. And then we also offer lots of ongoing training and resources so that once tutors get in the door, realize what the system and process is like, and they want to know more, they have lots of things at their fingertips to kind of take their own tutoring a little bit deeper, because we find a lot of our tutors really want to constantly improve and perfect their own delivery of a lesson because they become so invested that they really do seek out those additional trainings and resources that we have on hand.
What is the biggest question that a new volunteer may have after becoming a reading partner?
That's funny because oftentimes our tutors are a little nervous about coming in, so I think a lot of their questions are about what it will be like, but my favorite thing to tell them is you will not break the child. oftentimes you're learning and growing as a tutor along with the student, and so it's great for the students to see you perfecting your craft at delivering the lesson right along them doing that with their own reading progress. So most tutors, I think that initial question is just a nerves question, like, can I do this? Am I going to be good enough at this? But I have seen retired lawyers. I've seen kids, majoring in biology. I've seen every single type of person bring what's needed to that tutoring session. So it really is just those initial nerves that we kind of have to calm for people sometimes. But it promises it's something that everyone can do and do successfully.
And you've done so much research with reading partners into making sure that you're having that impact on kindergarten to third grade. What is the research showing about how reading partners are really making a difference?
Yeah, so year over year, we have at least 80, but oftentimes more percent of our students meet their growth goals, which means that student is zooming on ahead up to where they should be at their grade level point. So we see that be really strong over year. And we've been doing this in North Texas since 2012. And, that's something that our school district partners look for when they invite us into their schools. They want to see a program that's really going to have that impact because they don't have time or money or resources to waste on students who really need to progress year over year. The reason I think that is so successful is because, as you mentioned, our program is research-based. So we focus on all the things that the science of reading tells us about what kids need in terms of instruction. So it needs to be explicit, it needs to be direct, it needs to involve phonics. So we focus on all of those things, and the fact that we are able to measure you know, throughout the year. We look at students' data beginning, mid, end of year, and do checkpoints in between. Really helps us gauge if the student is progressing, and then we can step in and change our approach if it's needed to make sure that student is hitting the mark.
My guest once again today, Jennifer Quick, and Jennifer is the Interim Executive Director of Reading Partners, a nonprofit whose mission is to help children become lifelong readers by empowering communities to provide individualized instruction. Now, their vision is a future where all children in the U.S. have the reading skills necessary to reach their full potential. And I'm featuring them today because today is Read Across America Day. It's Dr. Seuss's birthday, and I wanted to highlight a nonprofit that is all about instilling the love of reading in our youth. For more information on Reading Partners, visit readingpartners.org. How big is the need for volunteers right now, Jennifer?
So we are in our active recruitment cycle for next school year because, believe it or not, the school year is coming to a close very soon here. But we always need volunteers. There's never a moment when we don't. The more volunteers we have, the more students we can serve. And you can learn more about how to get involved at readingpartners.org/volunteer.
And I mentioned instilling the love of reading in our youth. How many of those kids, when they first start with the volunteer, feel like they don't love reading because it's so difficult for them? And when is it that you see that light bulb moment where they say, oh my gosh, I love reading? It's an adventure. It's an escape.
Yeah, this is so true for our program. Often probably after about, you know, the first 5-6 sessions when they really get comfortable with the flow of things, we will have teachers come to us and say, this child is completely different in my room now. They are like a whole new kid. Their confidence is soaring. It's really a marvel to see, and our tutors see it too when they work with the kids, that just like, wow, this thing that was hard, now that I've been given like the tools to do it, is actually really enjoyable and fun. One of the cool things about our program is they get to take home books to fill their home libraries. They get to keep them. And I worked with a student this year who was so excited about all the books that he got to take home. He would bring his whole stack
Aww.
To every tutoring session we had, so he could almost like show off his book collection. So it really does instill that love and excitement for reading, and really does make a difference for how that student engages in the classroom and in the everyday.
Reading has been called the great equalizer. Why do you think that is, Jennifer?
It couldn't be truer. A lot of people now say reading is a civil right. You can't access the world in the same way if you don't have the ability to read. And for the average person, a strong education is going to be your ticket to open lots of doors. And so being able to access the things you need to be successful in middle school, high school, and for those students who choose to go into college or trade school, it is critical and key. But I think the main thing about reading being an equalizer is that it provides students with critical thinking skills, and it exposes them to worlds that are both like and unlike their own. So they really develop an empathy muscle and come to understand the world in a different way. And I think when you have empathy, equity in how we treat people follows not far behind.
Jennifer, following the pandemic, the number of kids with reading difficulties increased by 20%. Are we doing better at getting kids to read at grade level, or are we still seeing the effects of the pandemic on our students?
I wish I could say otherwise. The nation's report card did just come out this year. It is a national report of how students are performing in reading, and it is still showing declines that have been occurring since 2017. So we are still seeing reading be a real struggle for kids. So I think it just highlights the importance of that individualized approach that we take, that, you know, reading is not something our brains naturally do, right? It's actually a pretty advanced skill. And so we need to meet it with the same level of instruction that it requires. And so I'm hopeful and I'm optimistic that, you know, increased awareness of literacy, programs like ours are going to move that trend in the positive direction. But it really does take everyone to chip in and contribute to make that a reality.
Jennifer, we touched upon the feedback that you get from the principal of the schools, from the teachers who see their students flourish thanks to the reading partner. What do you hear from the parents who have a child who has been struggling to read and who takes part in Reading Partners?
The structure of our program, that feedback generally comes through the classroom teacher. So we, the classroom teacher maintains and owns that relationship with the parents, still since they're the, you know, the primary guardian of the child while they're in the school day. But what we do see through our Take Reading With You program, where students are taking home books and resources, is that families are better equipped to support their child at home. We work with our schools closely to provide them, you know, resources they can put in the school newsletter about literacy, tips and tricks that families can do at home. And so I think we're able to give them just a little bit more to help them feel equipped to approach this, because guess what? You do not have to be a literacy expert to be a parent. And so we want to make parents feel comfortable coming in at whatever level they're at to support their kid in their reading journey. And so we're really coming at it from approaches like, how can we help you? What do you need?
Other than becoming a Reading Partner volunteer, and if somebody's interested in doing that, you can go to readingpartners.org. How else can the community help Reading Partners, Jennifer?
So our work does not fund itself. So the best other way that you could contribute is through a donation. So we are, you know, community powered in terms of volunteers, and we're community powered in terms of individual giving. So that is a huge component. And, you know, if you follow the news and headlines, you know that education is not getting the funding that is needed, right? We're spread pretty thin. So being able to support programs like ours really does help us increase our scope and maintain the level of intervention that we're providing for schools and school districts.
It is Read Across America Day. I want to thank my guest, Jennifer Quick, the Interim Executive Director of Reading Partners. Their vision: a future where all children in the U.S. have the reading skills necessary to reach their full potential. It's all about literacy. Jennifer, thank you so much for taking time out to be on the program. And once again, that website, readingpartners.org. I appreciate you taking time out, Jennifer.
Happy to.